This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. May 1st, International Workers' Day. In a profound affirmation of the dedication working people have to their unions, human rights, decent work, equality, and social justice, millions of workers around the world march, demonstrate, and fight back. The day is a powerful rebuttal to those who argue that unions are a waning force, that even workers are abandoning them. What force on earth could bring millions to the streets all over the world other than the international labor movement? Every year, local and national unions, global union federations, and the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, organize an outpouring of support for decent, humane treatment of working people and their families. The global union federations are the labor organizations which represent particular employment sectors such as textiles, services, education, transport, and construction. The ITUC is the body which represents national union centers such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Trades Union Congress of Ghana. As the representative of 176 million workers in 161 countries and territories, the ITUC is one of the largest democratic organizations in the world. Sharon Burrow, a unionist from Australia, is the general secretary of the ITUC. I asked her if the past year since last May Day had been good to workers and their unions.
It's not been a great year. You may recall that I was in Turkey last May Day when a government actually unleashed rubber bullets and tear gas against working people attempting to celebrate peace talks in their country. This was a shocking indictment of how far governments will go to suppress workers' rights. But we've seen since that event much more authority from corporations. When you look at demands in the trading agreement arena, where they're now demanding investor-state dispute clauses, so basically they can sue and take money from taxpayers in a country where a country might improve wages or improve labour standards or health and safety for workers. There is, in fact, a demand everywhere for the American corporate model, which is really about driving down wages, trying to undo collective bargaining agreements or deny collective bargaining everywhere, and, of course, raising profits. Effectively, it's the claim of the 1%. So the system is stacked against workers when corporations are not just authoritative within their workplaces, but indeed now are taking on governments in an anti-democratic stand that's in the interests of their profits and not in the interests of either people, their rights, certainly their living standards. When you think about workers and their fundamental rights, it's the image of Cambodia, where for striking for a fair wage against global brands who could easily afford to put a few cents on their products and pay a mere $160 a month to Cambodian textile workers. Those workers were indeed shot and jailed for simply exercising their fundamental right to protest a wage on which they could not live. A minimum living wage, their fight for such a wage, is now invoking all sorts of opposition from local corporations and a government who's intransigent because they're frightened of the corporate message. This is the situation we face in May Day 2014.
You mentioned Cambodia and a few other countries where workers have been struggling for their rights against governments and corporations. It does seem a bleak picture. Yet, the workers of Cambodia, even after a brutal repression of a huge strike in January, are still fighting back. In China, thousands of workers have been striking, which would have been inconceivable a few years ago. And international organizations such as yours, the ITUC, have built a global awareness of the problems in Qatar, where hundreds of thousands of migrant workers are being used as slaves to build the facilities for the World Cup of football. What's happening? What's the year running up until next May Day going to be like for workers?
You know, workers and their unions are fighting back. It's a matter of what kind of countries, what kind of communities, what kind of workplaces we are prepared to live with. And the examples that you've used, Mark, whether it's from Qatar where slavery is alive and well in 2014 and where governments are cowered into a conspiracy of silence against the treatment of workers, heinous treatment of workers, because they're one of the richest countries in the world, whether it's indeed the Asian supply chains or indeed the oppression in Africa from investment from all around the world, including China, then workers are indeed fighting back. I'm very pleased to see Chinese workers lashing out at corporations, and indeed many of these corporations are Western corporations. Today I might tell you a story about why we need to build workers' power. The American Chamber of Commerce isn't only active in America, it's in fact one of the oppressive voices all around the world. And today in Belgium, where labour rights do exist and unions are strong, you have a paper released by the American Chamber of Commerce that says after the elections, the Belgian government must systematically lower wages. This is an extraordinary demand from a set of corporations who are out of control. But we are fighting back. We go to our Congress in 3 weeks. I know that we will rise from that Congress with renewed opposition to elements of the global trading system that allow corporations to abuse workers. I know we'll make a determination to fight for minimum wages on which people can live, minimum living wages and universal social protection. And we aim to put the corporations on notice. In May Day this year, the ITC is releasing a poll that allows workers to vote for the worst boss in the world. These bosses include companies that everybody will recognise, Walmart, Goldman Sachs, Amazon, the Qatari Airlines, the Koch brothers, so active against democracy, Murdoch, likewise in that camp, Xstrata, Samsung, etc. These are employers who, while they might talk about their goodwill as citizens of one country, they are in fact exploiting workers through their supply chains. Or in the case of Walmart, the family that can earn, an incredible profit every day, they've actually supported charity to provide for their own workers at times like Christmas. This has to stop. So yes, I'm optimistic about the determination of working people to build the power of workers, to be the collective voice, to stand on the front lines of protecting both our democracies and our rights.